Welcome to this audio program, The Simplicity of Inner Peace, presented by Wendy Freer. Wendy is an expert in helping people sustain their health and success through proper energy management. She teaches meditation, creating sacred space, and stress management. She's worked with clients privately and in group settings, and you can find out more about Wendy and the services she offers at www.wendyfreer.com. You are listening to Part 6, Simplicity Within.
Welcome back to the Simplicity of Inner Peace. This is Wendy, and we're on our final module, Simplicity Within. At the end of this module, we're going to do a practice, so you might want to be in a place where you can sit comfortably with your eyes closed. We'll be using the throat friction technique, so be sure you've completed all of Module 4 so you know the basics of this technique before you do this final module. The goal for this module is to pull the learnings together and give you an idea of what comes next. In the previous modules, I've given you quite a bit to think about, and hopefully some practices that have helped you experience your own subtle energy in a new way. Remember, the reason why you want to have an experience of your subtle energy is that it gives you something other than the ordinary mind to rest on. There are two things that I would like to point out as we wrap up our time together. One is that what we have been introducing and the concept of sustaining yourself by connecting with your own inner peace is not simple, but there is simplicity to it. The simplicity of letting go and opening. The other point I'd like to make is that there are ways to make reaching a state of inner peace easier. And I'm going to speak about that in just a minute. But before I do, I want to acknowledge something that may be coming forward for you. And that is, in this life, there is an opportunity for a journey to the simplicity of inner peace. And the requirement is that you want it, or that you are at least curious about it. And if you follow that curiosity, if you feel the joy in that curiosity, the path will start to unfold for you. And that is where the simplicity comes in. It's not about you having to force anything. It's about you engaging what is already there in the background of your consciousness. When I say that in the center of our being, there is a longing to open and experience joy, I'm referring to this unspoken quest that we humans have to reconnect with the divine and the divine within ourselves and others. And it does often feel like a longing, but it does not have to be sad. If you let yourself gently fall into that longing and feel the beauty of it, it can create a massive opening and your life will begin to take on a different meaning. The quest for inner peace and joy becomes an engaging pursuit that's fun and awakening. There are opportunities for moments of self-realization that bring light, and that light will continue to feed the curiosity and the wonder. To me, these moments feel like a sense of aha, or the joy of discovery, like when you exclaim, "Oh, I see." Your own inner treasures are revealed to you when you take this journey, and that is very exciting. Now let's talk about how to make this quest for inner peace easier. Joy. Joy as a soul force. This is essential. When you begin to truly enjoy the quest, rather than trying to get specific results, much more can happen. So find the playful part of yourself, the part that still holds the wonder of a child, and finds everything new and interesting as if seeing it for the first time. Be playful with the techniques I've introduced, and you'll have much greater results. Another thing that will make this journey much easier is to not judge too quickly. We live in a world where for someone to be right, someone with an opposing point of view must be wrong. But I'd like to suggest that you stay open to different points of view. There is not just one way to enlightenment. Your job is to find the avenue or path that works for you. The best meditation technique is the one you actually do. If you know everything about meditation, but never actually sit to practice it, you can easily lose the thread to yourself. So pick a meditation technique that works for you and practice, practice, practice. On this path to inner peace, sincerity is everything. Your spirit knows what feels right and feels wrong. Follow the sincerity of spirit and cultivate that knowing. With practice, this knowing of truth can grow and become much less faint. As Dr. Sagan writes in his book, Awakening the Third Eye, if you really cannot feel what is right or wrong, then tune in inside and ask for help. You will be surprised how swiftly truth can come to the rescue of those who seek truth without compromising. This path is one that we do not have to do alone. By connecting to our inner peace, our inner light, we open a pathway to our inner knowing and to help from higher spiritual realms. Another ingredient is to not judge your mistakes. We all make mistakes as we learn to follow our truth. Sometimes these detours actually end up providing a clearer path or a more direct way to the goal. So don't judge. The next piece to make your quest for inner peace easier is quite a big one, and something I've found for myself over and over. Bring your friends on this quest, or befriend others who are also interested in revealing their own inner genius. Each one of us has something quite extraordinary within. It's often not loud or showy, but it's there. And when you are with others who are realizing this part of themselves, it also becomes stronger in you. This concept of reflection is also the secret to why meditating in a group is always more powerful. It has to do with our etheric. Even though when we meditate, we are sitting with our eyes closed, our etheric is still feeling the space of the room and the other etheric bodies in the room. During a group meditation, someone is always in the meditative state rather than the ordinary mind. It might be the leader of the group or others within the group. But when that environment is present and being held by more than one person, it is much easier to go back to the space of meditation, even if you do fall into thinking once in a while. It's like the buoyancy of the group is there to support you in the meditation process. I know for myself, when I meditate in a group or do practices with at least one other person, the results are always more profound. This is actually one of the reasons I love teaching meditation workshops. I simply cannot think of a more fun way to spend time with a group of people. Meditating with others and sharing experiences of the meditation feed my soul and bring a light of consciousness that can be more difficult for me to feel on my own. With that, I suggest that you try to find a community of people who meditate together. And I invite you to join me at my live events so you can feel for yourself the potency of group meditation or even group practices where we will explore techniques like those written about in the Awakening the Third Eye book. So the bottom line here is that sustaining a state of inner peace is not simple, but if you let go into the simplicity of inner peace and practice the techniques we've shared together, you will find that it can become easier. So let's take a minute now and sit quietly together one more time. You may want to silence your phone so there is no chance of getting startled out of your meditation. If you need to pause the recording to get set up, do that now and then come right back. Now, find a comfortable sitting position with your spine straight and remember to relax your jaw. Close your eyes and take a couple nice deep breaths. And really allow your awareness to rest in the out-breath. And as you become aware of the out-breath, also become aware of the lower half of your body. So from the navel down, your lower abdomen, the base of your body, letting go of the day, letting go of thoughts, and feeling your out-breath and the lower half of your body. Feeling for sensations, perhaps a sensation of vibration, tingling. Gently resting into the stillness in the background. And engaging just a light bit of the throat friction. Letting the throat friction amplify any feelings of vibration that you may be feeling in your hands, your feet, the base of your body. Letting go with every out-breath, spreading more and more into the sensation of vibration or stillness in the background. Letting the stillness or the vibration bring you deeper inside. Just awareness. You can rest your awareness on your hands or your feet, feeling the vibration. And spreading in and through the vibration to the stillness. nothing to do, just letting yourself be meditated. Now we're going to start a very gentle return. So first, listening for sounds outside of the room that you are in. Starting to feel the space of the room you're in. Feeling your body in the room. And taking a couple nice deep breaths, making small movements, stretching the body. And very gently coming back by gradually opening your eyes. And coming back. Again, this is a practice you want to do daily. Make it easy. And be gentle with yourself. Until next time, be glorious.
Thanks for listening, and we trust you enjoyed this module of the audio program, The Simplicity of Inner Peace, presented by Wendy Freer and Engage the Flow. You can contact Wendy at www.wendyfreer.com or by email at wendy@wendyfreer.com. That is Wendy Freer, spelled WENNDIFREER.